Oh, that must be it.
And then answer it.
Yes, 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 of course. And Latham?
The wing commander?
Yes, yes, wing commander Latham.
Good. This is Manners. I believe you're expecting my call.
Well, yes, they did say something.
You know what this is about, then?
Yes.
Good. I only need to know one thing from you now.
Yes?
Will you do it, Latham?
Yes, I'll do it.
Ah, excellent. My man will see you in the morning. He has all the details.
Yes, I...
Bye, Latham.
Goodbye. That was Manners, the man from DI-6. You were quite right, Piotr. They want me to work for them. I said I would.
Splendid. They will be very pleased with you in Moscow, you.
My name's Adam Kane. Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane,
Eagle One.
Close that window, Adam. There's an awful draft.
I'd rather that than be poisoned by the fumes.
Fumes?
Paint. When did this lot happen, then?
Oh, goodness, I hadn't even noticed. They painted my office.
And you didn't choose the colour?
I did, as a matter of fact. Don't you like it?
Well, it's a little, green, isn't it?
They didn't give us an awfully large choice. I thought this was the nicest colour, called Sherwood.
Yeah, it would be.
They came round with a colour chart last week. I had no idea it would happen so quickly. It must have been over the weekend.
Well, have they had security clearance?
Security? Well, they must have had. Surely.
Good morning, Spencer Dickens.
Good morning, sir.
Don't mind if I camp down here for a bit, do you?
I beg your pardon?
In your office. I've got the painters in mind.
Oh, of course, sir.
Morning, Kane. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah?
Yes, indeed. My secretary's bringing the fire down. We can all have a little talk about it.
Fire?
Yes. I'll explain when it gets here. I think a little conference on the subject will clear the air a little.
What's it all about, then?
It's all about a nasty Russian agent, Kane.
Here, sir?
Here, indeed. Apparently, he's been feeding the KGB with information for several years. We don't know who he is yet, but we do know his code name at last.
What's that?
They call him Eagle One.
Is that you, Hugh?
Oh, hello, darling.
You're back early.
Yes.
There was a call for you.
Call?
A man. He didn't leave a message. I told him to phone later. Sounded foreign.
It must have been from one of the embassies.
I expect so. Here, let me help you with... Oh, goodness, this case is heavy.
Yes, I brought a bit of work home.
I might have known.
I've got to catch up, dear. The first few weeks in the new job are never easy.
Tonight?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear. I was rather hoping we could... Doesn't matter. If you have to work, you have to work.
Well, I'll be in the study if you want me.
Dinner will be at 8.
I'll be down.
Don't worry, dear. I'll come up and call you.
No.
What?
I'll be down. Don't come into the study.
Why on earth not?
It's, secret papers, that sort of thing.
Oh, all right, dear.
I'll be down at 8.
Ah, there we are. Put it down on the desk, Miss Walsh.
So, Miss Walsh, see what you know about tea. It's an art of all, you know.
I think she knew what time it was.
Well, I need to say, it's supposed to be here at 3:45.
Can we talk about Eagle One, Spencer Dickens?
Oh, of course.
Our man at the Moscow office has sent me this. As you see, it's a report on an agent the Russians call Eagle One. From the report, it seems that this gentleman has been operating on behalf of the KGB for the last 6 years. Some pretty outstanding results.
Yeah, they rate him S150.
It's for Shpiona.
Right. Colonel Abel only got 120.
He's important.
I've already worked that out, Kane. Our Moscow man was able to get some of the information he's been sending over. Yeah. Look at this.
It's not very nice, is it?
Detailed plans of our rocket radar linked defense system.
I say, that's a bit steep. We'll have to change the lot.
Not much point until we catch Eagle One. He'll simply relay the chain system to Moscow.
If he has access to this sort of information, he has to be pretty high up.
Quite.
Probably a Serbian officer. Air Force, I guess.
I came to the same conclusion. For that reason, I've enlisted the services of Wing Commander Hugh Layton.
Who's he?
Oh, rather a useful fellow, actually. He's been a lot of help to us in the past. Oh, he's a very bright man. Served as air attaché at most of our major embassies. He's been recalled as diplomatic liaison. Oh, you'll find that he has a nose for spies.
So what do I do, then?
Well, have a word with him. See if he has any ideas. Then go out and catch Eagle One. It shouldn't take more than a week.
A week?
It had better not take longer.
The one smell I hate, I mean really hate, is fresh paint. Especially the cheap gloss rubbish they keep in the PWD warehouse. Viv had closed his window again, and the fumes from the bright green wobbles was turning my stomach. So I said all the nice, polite things and walked out for a breath of air. Go out there and find Eagle One, he said. Wonderful, isn't it? The confidence other people have in you. I wished I could share it. If this bird had been so bleeding clever for 6 years, why should he suddenly get stupid? All right. Now we knew he existed. But that didn't mean he didn't know we knew.
A splendid evening.
For the time of the year?
You think it's cold here? You should spend the winter in my city.
You forget. I already have. 2 winters, in fact.
Ah. Here, a bench. Let us sit a while.
Bit unusual, this?
I needed to talk. The usual communication methods were not possible.
I could have been followed here.
But you are not. You gave me the all clear sign.
Yes.
Ah, nothing could be safer than here, Comrade. We face the river. Not even a parabolic microphone would be of use.
What's it all about?
You have brought me the films.
Yeah.
Only 2?
There wasn't a great deal to copy this time. It's all quite valuable. They should be pleased.
Of course.
But you didn't call me out here to collect the film.
No.
What then? What's the matter, Piotr?
Perhaps nothing. I hope so. The diagrams and statistics of the defense system. The radar rocket system that you sent.
What about it?
That was a considerable achievement, you.
You said they were pleased.
Oh, indeed. A hero of the Soviet Union. That is an award not given lightly. I myself have still to be so honored. Huh? They were pleased, but not quite satisfied. They want more details.
But I've given them everything, the lot.
Apparently they don't think so. The rockets themselves, what do you call them?
Gnomes.
Yes, with the silent G, gnomes. They need the firing mechanism, the fuse.
I don't think I can do it.
You are a senior officer. It must be possible.
It could be the final straw. I've been lucky for 6 years because I've been careful.
There is also a rumor.
Rumor?
That Eagle One is known to the DI-6.
What?
No, not you, my friend, but your code name. The fact that you exist.
Then I can't possibly do more. It'd be suicide to try anything now. They, the DI-6 people, have asked me to work with them. I'll be under their noses. They'll find out.
You don't know what it is that requires your special services?
Not yet.
Yeah. Do not fear, Hugh. You are a senior officer of the KGB, are you not?
Yes.
If you think you are getting too close, then you will only need to defect. You will be in no danger. But if we do not get the information on the fuses, if Moscow is displeased with you and DI-6 discover who you are, just where will you run to, you? Huh? Think about that.
Hello?
Yes?
Mrs. Latham?
That's right.
I'd like to see your husband.
Is he expecting you?
Sort of. My name's Kane. Adam Kane. You can tell him Manners sent me.
Well, you'd better come in. I'll see if he's busy.
So.
Through here. I won't be long.
So?
Yeah.
Well, you don't do too badly, do you, Latham? Air Force must be paying better than it used to. Nice. Very nice. Solid silver. Even got on a Walmart.
Mr. Kane?
Oh, yeah. Wing Commander Latham?
I see you like the ashtray.
Very nice. Unusual.
My wife picked it up in Germany. Being in the diplomatic service has certain privileges. You said Manners sent you.
That's right.
Well, make yourself comfortable.
So,
drink?
Scotch and water, no ice.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Not too much water.
I must say I was intrigued to be approached by your people. I take it this is something specific.
Yeah, exactly that.
Well then, how can I help you? Your whiskey.
So, we're looking for someone.
Oh?
That's the name. Eagle One mean anything to you?
What was it again?
Eagle One.
Eagle One? What is it, a new aircraft?
One that you haven't heard about?
But believe it or not, I don't know the name of every plane that flies. The Americans are making dozens every day. At last count, half of them weren't even flying.
Eagle One isn't a plane. It's a man.
You'll have to explain that little paradox.
Manners says you're pretty good at recognizing foreign agents.
I've been lucky once or twice. We get more than our fair share in the embassies.
Eagle One is a Russian code name for an agent operating here in England. We think he's a senior officer in the RAF. As far as we can judge, he's been in business for over 6 years.
You'll have to tell me more than that.
We don't know any more than that.
Mm. You want me to help track him down, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Mr. Kane, I can't promise anything, but I'll be delighted to help. Quite delighted.
Don't take time.
Could even smell suspicion or two?
We've scratched out a couple of thousand names.
Oh, that's something.
And we've only got 400 to choose from.
Hmm.
Always assuming he is in the Air Force. He could be in a ministry.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Not yet. It's only 3:30. Viv, would you say this Eagle One character was a top boy?
I know his KGB rating.
Yeah, S-150. The very top.
Which makes him all the harder to find.
Or does it?
I don't know what you mean.
Have we got the embassy files here?
Biographies and pictures, you mean?
Yeah. I want the Russians.
No, they'll be at Central Records. The Russians chop and change so much. Central Records are the only ones who can keep up.
Be a pal and get me a pass to Central Records, will you?
I suppose it's important.
Nah. Just fancy the bird at the desk. She was 45 with gold teeth and steel glasses. She didn't fancy me either. It took me nearly an hour to find him. But I did. I cross-checked 3 times to make sure. Pyotr Pavlovich Malin. Could be a coincidence, but I didn't think so.
Who?
Pyotr Pavlovich Malin. There. Have a look at him.
It says here that he's a special trade attaché specializing in farm implements.
Unless they ploughed up Red Square.
Moscovite.
Colonel Malin, head of the second directorate of the KGB.
Now you come to mention it, he does sound familiar.
Your Eagle One is a top boy. Recently he's been sending out top material. That means he's being controlled from the top. You can't get a lot higher than Malin.
Here in London, eh? They've got a nerve. Well, we'll soon settle that little game.
What are you going to do, Mr. Manners?
Have him declared undesirable and sent home, of course.
With respect, I wouldn't do that.
But why not?
Because it would send Eagle One straight home to his nest.
Oh, what do you propose, then?
Leave him to me for a bit.
How long is a bit?
2 days.
Very well. You have 48 hours.
Me and my big mouth. Malene wasn't anybody's fool. If he was controlling Eagle One, he was being very bright about it. We hadn't tumbled in 6 years. I wasn't sure how I thought I'd manage it in another 2 days. Still, he could always make a silly mistake, couldn't he?
Nathan?
You.
Oh, morning.
You haven't contacted me.
I'm having trouble with the eggs.
You do not have to be devious. I have used the scrambler on the embassy telephone. No one is listening.
I haven't called because there simply isn't anything to report.
No fuse?
It isn't going to be easy.
But we have every confidence in you, Hugh. What of our friend from DI-6?
An incredible coincidence. They want me to help them find Eagle One.
What?
You were right. They know about Eagle One. They think I can find him for them.
But that is quite wonderful.
I thought you'd like it.
Who is their man on the case?
A rather rough gentleman called Adam Kane.
Ah, that one.
You know him?
Rather too well. He's clever and dangerous. You'll have to walk very carefully, Hugh.
You might help me a little.
In what way?
What about a little of the wet stuff for our friend?
Oh, Kane. You want him killed?
It would upset them a little, don't you think?
Need to turn it off.
Yeah, they've got a scrambler of some sort.
Really oughtn't to tap embassy phones anyway.
Why not? They tap ours in Moscow.
I suppose so. Is it terrible right if anyone found out?
Much good it did us. We know that Malene made a call out. We heard Malene talk to their switchboard, and a scrambler came in. Does prove one thing, though.
What's that?
He's not talking about agricultural implements. Now, all we need to find is another phone, somewhere in London, with the other end of the Russian scrambler in it.
Not more than 5 million phones in London.
Yeah. I think I'll have another word with Latham. You never know. He might have a bright idea.
Mr. Kane, isn't it?
That's right. Is your husband here?
Well, not at the moment. Well, he shouldn't be very long. Would you like to wait for him?
Yeah, if I may.
Come in. I'm afraid you had to go out suddenly.
On business?
Yes, poor dear is on duty 24 hours a day. Please, sit down.
So?
Would you like a drink or something?
Yeah, that would be nice. Here, let me do it. I know where it all is.
Thank you.
Would you like something?
Oh, have some small whiskey. So that was Moscow. And I said to Hugh and we stood at that terrible aerodrome, if I never see another snowflake as long as I live, it'll be far too soon. Oh, the glass is empty.
So is yours.
Dear love, and fill them up, will you?
All right.
Mind you, I will say they treated us like kings. Far more polite than those terrible Americans.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C., Mr. Kane?
Once or twice.
I think it must be the most expensive city in the world. Poor Hugh. I'm not very good with money. If he didn't have all those extra allowances and things, we'd never have been able to live there. Do you know that he speaks fluent Russian?
No. I didn't know that.
Absolutely fluent. He's terribly clever. You wouldn't think he had time for a hobby.
Hobby?
Well, I told you, didn't I?
No.
Cameras and things. Mm. He does. Spends hours in his studies with his camera. Must be where all the money comes from.
Yeah. Cameras, you said. I'm quite interested in cameras.
Are you? You must ask you to... No, there's not.
What's the matter?
Oh, he wouldn't like it. He doesn't like anyone to know. Was any time he ever raised his voice to me, you know?
When was that?
You've got such a sympathetic voice. You know that, Mr. Kane? What's your other name?
Adam.
It suits you. Adam.
He doesn't like people to know that he has a camera, huh? Is that what you said?
Shh. I don't think we should talk about that. His friends wouldn't like it either. I know they wouldn't.
Friends?
I am a chatterbox. Peel would be furious if he heard me going on like this.
Can I fill your glass?
I think I'm just a little bit tipsy. Do you mind?
Not a bit.
I do like you, Adam.
Here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Look, it's getting a bit late. Do you mind if I use the phone?
Yes, it's in the hall.
Oh, don't get up. I'll find it. Now then, Adam. You've just got a nasty, suspicious mind, haven't you? Not in the eye for manners, if you're right, though. Where's that phone? Yeah. Now, for appearances. Yeah. Just where would they put it? Can't be too big. The answer? Wouldn't be that small. Or would it? It would have to be... in the... I don't believe it.
You were right, Piotr. A very clever man. Rather lucky we came in when we did.
How long have you known about Eagle One, Ken?
Quite some time.
But you didn't know it was me, did you?
Yeah, of course we did. Why do you think we fed you all that fake stuff about a rocket radar defense link?
You're lying, then. What a fake...
How long have you known about Latham?
I told you.
I'm going to shoot him. Shoot him right where he stands.
Very well.
It won't matter, Kane. You're too late. You're going to...
Yeah! Now, I've got the gun.
No,
and...
no, you... No!
Silly man.
Oh.
It's all right. He ain't dead. He's going to have a stiff leg in the morning, that's all.
You are arresting me too, Mr. Kane.
Ah. You can go.
Well?
Yeah. You aren't going to do much good about the place without your eagle, are you? I imagine they'll send you home to explain about the rocket radar planes.
You are lying, of course. They're all quite genuine.
You'll never be quite sure.
I'd say the Russians are without a certain irony. That's a code name, Eagle One.
What about it?
Well, Latham was grounded for incompetent flying over 10 years ago.
He's a lot more grounded now. I believe they're building a special cell for him on the moor.
Yes, we've always made a rather elaborate show of locking staple doors, haven't we? Manners look quite pleased, though.
Great. You can give him this, then.
What is it?
Take it. Read it.
It's the manners.
Here, put your glasses on.
Don't need my glasses.
Yes, you do. Your arms aren't long enough.
Well, Adam, a leave application?
Right, first time.
3 weeks? I didn't know this Eagle One thing would affect you so badly.
It didn't.
I don't know that you're entitled to leave at the moment.
I'm not.
Then for heaven's sake,
I just don't fancy an overdose of Sherwood Green, that's all.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.